Thank you very much for giving me the floor. I would like to appreciate, first of all, for your efforts to revise in such a limited time to provide us with a revised chair's paper. And I particularly appreciate the fact that you have removed the high contract parties as subject. That removal enabled us to conduct a more flexible consideration on these elements, especially on substance. I would like to echo the previous speakers in saying that given the limited time left to us before the review conference, I think it is the most important and in the interest of us all to conduct our work in the most efficient and the effective way. From this point of view, I'm a little bit troubled in studying this new proposal because the most of these the sentences, the statements contained in this new revised chair's paper are based upon on the past agreed languages. But on the other hand, I witnessed some slight changes made to each one of these sentences. So I wonder if these changes are made inadvertently or with a purpose. If it is done with some specific purposes, I appreciate it very much, the chair, providing the reasoning behind these changes which you have made in your paper on the past agreed languages. Already, many of my previous speakers have pointed out these changes which they have recognized in your revised paper. I appreciate our distinguished colleague of the United States to pointed out many relevant points in this regard. I would like to also to draw your attention to, for example, to paragraph 2 of your chair's paper, which I think the mainly based upon the guiding principles K. But in the guiding principles K, at the end of that sentence, which reads, quote, strike a balance between military necessity and humanitarian consideration, unquote. But what you are now proposing at the end of the paragraph 7, you have mentioned the striking the balance between, I quote, between military necessity, humanitarian imperatives, and ethical consideration. So you have replaced the word consideration, which we have in the guiding principle K, by imperatives. And also you have added two words reading ethical consideration at the end. So I think these changes may provoke a kind of a lengthy discussion in this the group. So I think it is really it is constructive to stick to the languages on which we have made agreement in the past. And also I would like to draw your attention to your paragraph 4, in which you have mentioned, I think this paragraph relied upon the small paragraph A of the paragraph 20 of the GGE report of 2019. In that paragraph, the group has identified some of the aspects that may benefit from additional clarification or review, and the possible bias in the data sets used in algorithm-based programming relevant to emerging technologies in the area of the lethal automatic weapon systems is one of these aspects. So we have decided upon that these elements may benefit from additional clarification or review. So in order to stick to the past agreement which we have made, for example, on this paragraph 4, I would like to propose to add the following language before after the acknowledged. I read the benefits of conducting additional clarification or review on the possibility, I repeat, the benefits of conducting additional clarification or review on the possibility after the acknowledge. So I think with these writings, we can make the paragraph 4 more in line with the our past agreement, which is appeared in the paragraph 20 of the GG report of 2019. So I really appreciate when you make changes on the languages on which we have made agreement in the past. I really appreciate the clarification on that. Thank you.